Last year, I was working as a bartender for Brundage, and the most beautiful lady comes walking in. Talk about Call of the Wild, right, guys? So she asked me, "Hey, you want to come work upstairs with me?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And sure enough, we're hitting it off, and you know, we spent quite a while working together, and eventually, I asked her out on a date. She said, "Sorry, I don't date coworkers." And I said, "Cool, I quit." Believe it or not, guys, it actually worked. I actually lost my job. So anyways, fast forward a bit, and we've been going strong for a while. We were in love. We are in love. That's not how the story ends. We got this job offer for the summer to go caretake for a lodge in China Bar. And I said, "Sweet, so just like in The Shining, huh?" She said, "I've never seen The Shining." So we watched it together and she still wanted to do it. How's that for love? So, fast forward a bit. We had been working at China Bar for a while. I loved it there. Would I do it again? Probably not unless I got paid a little bit more. It was great. I loved it there. Not hard work, just a lot of work. And personally, me, I'm kind of a lazy guy. You should see the notes that I wrote down for this. For those of you in the back, it says, wing it. Anyways, we've been working there for a while, and eventually, near the end of our trip, Kyla wanted to go out on a hike from China Bar all the way to Mackey Bar. Is there anybody here who's done that hike before? It's brutal. Yeah. So you can imagine the hubris that it took for me to take a beer with me and chug it down before I even got started. Here I was in my cargo shorts with a single sling backpack and a little water bottle hanging off the side. Meanwhile, Kyla's standing next to me with her hiking pants on, and she's got her backpack on and whatnot, and geez, I don't know what I would do without her. I'd probably still be stuck up there to this day. So we got started on this hike. Turns out, you know, I thought 9 miles, that's not too bad. I've done 20 miles before. Turns out that hiking's a lot easier when you have a trail. So I found myself bushwhacking through all of these raspberry bushes, through tall ferns and weeds, rocky terrain, with Kyla right behind me, just trusting my sense of direction, probably at fault. But we eventually got there, and I had only thrown up twice. I had a heat stroke, and I was having the time of my life. Can you believe people do this for fun? Anyways, we showed up there. And along the route, I had come across two different rattlesnakes that had rattled at me. At which point, when I tell this story, most people sometimes will ask me, "How come you didn't throw a rock at the snakes?" To which I usually respond, "If I'm holding a knife and I tell you to get the hell away from me, do you think it's a wise idea to throw a rock at me?" I peacefully made my way around two rattlesnakes that definitely didn't scare the shit out of me. And we got there and we were getting ready to set up our camp. And I wanted to go and take a little dip inside the river so that I could wash all the muck of this god-awful hike off of me. And so we started hiking down in the river. We got to the bridge. Sure enough, there's a snake right there in the middle of the bridge. God, if I didn't want to throw a rock at it at that point. But I decided not to because I knew that if I did that with the sun setting, by the time we were headed back, I'd be in their territory. So we decided to just set up tent and get some shut eye. I had a hammock and I hung it up as high as I could in a tree so that I could stay away from any potential snakes. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night to the sound of something that's like a elk dying off in the distance. It was really harrowing. I'm serious, with the full moon and everything. So I sat there listening, "Oh God, you know? Really, oh God. And I felt something tickle my back. So what's that? I reached down underneath me, I'm feeling around. Oh, that's a hole. Right onto the ground. And I set that up like 3-4 feet above the ground too. So I sat there and and I just decided, screw it, I'm calling it quits. I had enough of a day, I'm just gonna sleep right here in the dirt. If I get bit, that's fine. Well, we were lucky enough the next day to get a ride back home with Hines from Buckskin Bills. Anybody who knows Hines, great guy. I really love that guy. He saved my life. And we finally got back home, and you know, we were taking a load off from the day beforehand, just resting up, and suddenly a microburst came in, right? It was sweeping by the whole property, and I saw these chairs outside our window just dancing around in circles midair. I thought to myself, geez, that's not normal. So we decided to go out there, and we're rapidly stacking up these chairs as quickly as we can. And you gotta picture this with me, right? Here I am grabbing these chairs, putting them inside of this awning, right? It's above me. I got a courtyard wall on my left side, and the cabin we're staying in on the right side. And I'm tossing this chair down. Kyla's right behind me. We're under the awning, and I turn to look over. Huh? That's the biggest redwood on the entire property, falling right at us. And I had enough time to say, shit! Suddenly, you know, I turn around and there's just rubble behind me. My back is just torn up. I'm bleeding all down and whatnot. And all I can think of is, where the fuck is Kyla? You know? And I sat there, my heart jumped for a second. I'm sitting there screaming and screaming. Out of the blue, like a miracle, she crawls out from underneath that tree with not a single scratch on her body. I'm sitting here mangled, and she is completely fine. So anyways, we had a great night's sleep that night. Moral of the story, guys, life is short. Take walks with the people you love, and try not to throw rocks at the local wildlife.